الحمد لله الحمد لله give thanks to Allah give thanks to Allah.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, welcome back to another episode special in third. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, Alhamdulillah, we are still in Pakistan, the Sindh, Madinah Islam brothers area and the district of Thar. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, Alhamdulillah, we are in Thar. And today, we shall be learning about Dawat-e-Islami in Thar. The role Dawat-e-Islami has played. MashaAllah, this which we see behind us is one of the many Fizan-e-Madinas which have been established within Thar. Yes, Thar is 20,000 square kilometers. And the majority of it is desert. There are a few settlements, a few concentrated areas where there is a population of approximately 100 to 200 families. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Thank you Allah, we are not able to count your favors, we thank you Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Azzurul, we have the locals around us. Right now we are in Ashratar. There are two segments to the main Thar, one Thar Parkar and one Ashratar. Alhamdulillah, Azzurul, in this area which we are in, there are approximately 100 families located here, living here, spending their days, spending their life in this area, my dear brothers and viewers. Now, the brilliance of this, my dear son, brothers and viewers, is, you know, we take out our phone and there's no signal on the phone, you know, nobody can to contact. Now we imagine the olden days and sometimes even wish for the olden days that, you know, those days would be much better when we didn't have our phones, there were no worries, everything was, you know, calm, there was no anxiety, no depression, etc. MashaAllah, these brothers are very, very fortunate, to in some ways fortunate, in other ways very sad. For example, there are many problems they are facing also. One of the fundamental problems is the problem of water, my dear brothers and viewers of the channel. And this is an opportunity for us to really understand that this is from the ni'am, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself states within the Holy Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوحَا, that if you attempt, if you try to count ni'mat Allah, this is wahid, my dear brothers, this is single, meaning even one blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just one, not all the blessings, but just one blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la tuhsuha, you would never be able to enumerate it, you would never be able to truly understand it. Now one of those is water, my dear brothers and viewers of inshallah. Now being here in this desert, there are many families who did not have any water whatsoever. But alhamdulillah, due to the faith, due to the blessings of Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, the brothers of Dawat Islami have come here. Yes, there's 100 families here, but the brothers of Dawat Islami have come here. And if you can see over here, we see a sauna panel. MashaAllah, we also have our brothers. We have our Ayaz, Baiqari Ayaz Sahih, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly bless him. MashaAllah, they've taken out their time, 2-3 days, and the heat, my dear son brothers, is unimaginable. Really, some people may be thinking, alright, it's hot, it's probably, you know, 30 degrees, that's hot. No, my dear son brothers, here it reaches 50 degrees, and today, possibly, it shall be reaching 50 degrees, MashaAllah. The brother took out the time. These brothers have also come to watch us, to join in, my dear son brothers and viewers. So inshallah, Ayaz Bhai is going to tell us as to what we see here.
अच्छा उत्तर का स्टार्ट है यहाँ से, ना बिजली है, ना मोबाइल की सहूलत है, ना गैस है और पानी भी नहीं है। तो यहाँ दावत इस्लामी ने अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह जबरदस्त कोशिश की है। तो यहाँ पर करीबी में मस्जिद भी है और मस्जिद में इमाम भी दावत इस्लामी का है, और साथ साथ यहाँ पर पानी का भी बंदोबस्त दावत इस्लामी ने किस अंदाज में किया है। आप जान सकते हैं कि बिजली ना हो तो पानी कैसे दस्तियाब होगा, मगर दावत इस्लामी ने यहाँ पर भी कोशिश की, यहाँ के इस्लामी भाइयों ने कोशिश की, तो यहाँ पर समर पंप लगाया गया। दावत इस्लामी ने यहाँ पर सोलर सिस्टम पर ये प्लेटें लगाई हैं जो आप देख रहे होंगे, और इन सोलर प्लेटों के जरिए पानी समर पंप चल रहा है, और समर पंप चलने के साथ साथ पानी भी आ रहा है।
Well, it's summer pump, but it's some brothers and viewers of the channel. So how does this work? Yani, we have some solar panels here. And okay. If you could take a good look at these solar panels over here, but it's some brothers and viewers. Reason being is these are solar panels. And mashallah, the brother was telling us that alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami themselves have set these up as well as a masjid. Inshallah, we shall go to the masjid and you could take a good look at the masjid. But I think they're also going to show us how it works. Now, Madisan brothers and viewers, those solar panels, they will obviously only work as long as the sun is shining on those panels, and which hence produces energy, Madisan brothers and viewers.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, give thanks to Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Malaysian brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, now that mashallah, it looks clean. For these brothers here, it is absolutely brilliant, alhamdulillah. But yet, and you know, I'm going to be honest, but yet, especially in comparison to the water we find, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, have you seen the water which you drink? Is it you who brings it down from the skies, or is it us who brings it down from the skies? But these some brothers and viewers of Manishan, then it continues. And if we were to make this bitter, if we were to make it bitter, but these some brothers and viewers, then what would you do? Would you not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Really, this is a moment for us to ponder, to contemplate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he states in the Quran, my dear brothers, that we should be thankful. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly for what we have, because so many others do not get those facilities that we have, my dear brothers and viewers. Mashallah, we've seen how this water works. Now, the problem here is there's no battery for this. There's no battery for this, meaning that approximately 5 o'clock, when the sun shall be descending, when the sun shall be setting, then this will no longer work. Why? Because it's just working on the sun and the power is not reserved. So this water will only continue to flow throughout the day and not the night. But alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami has given an alternative, and that is this structure which you see over here behind you. Now this structure which you see, what the brothers do here, mashallah, is due to water only being available during the day, they fill this up and they keep this as a reserve tank. So if anybody requires any water, not during the day but in the night, then they may take water from here. So alhamdulillah, really, by the virtues, by the blessings, no doubt the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sadaqah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, mashallah, the strife of Amira Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, as well as our Zimadaran, our responsible Islamic brothers, mashallah, these 100 families over here, for which it was very difficult for them to attain this simple, really, a simple facility, just water, it was so difficult to attain. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami Madisan brothers and viewers, they have provided these water facilities. But alhamdulillah, being Dawat Islami, you understand, we emphasize the education. We emphasize the ta'aleem, teaching, learning. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best of you is that individual who seeks knowledge of the Quran and then relays it and passes it on to others, my dear brothers and viewers. Alhamdulillah, also a masjid. Before we go into the masjid, I've just taken a look at the camels over there. Mashallah, each and every single one of us would be aware that the riding a camel is a sunnah of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Azzajal, we just had a small program with these brothers just to bring smiles to their faces, you know, make them happy. Alhamdulillah, many of them, 12 of them, have made the intention to travel on a qafila for one entire month, my dear brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel. So inshallah, Azzajal, you know, we've asked them some questions, we've, you know, learnt some from them, exchanged some knowledge. Alhamdulillah, Azzajal. This is, mashallah, the works of Dawat Islami. This is the building, which is the Madrasatul Madina. It is still in process of construction. And inshallah, they have made the intention that from today, from tomorrow, inshallah, they will make the intention to start teaching here. So inshallah, from today, we will start to have another class. Mashallah, the thousands we already have, that shall be added by another one in this place. Alhamdulillah, the teaching of the Quran, the teaching of the Qaida with the correct tajweed, with the correct phonetics. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers and viewers, this is the work of Dawat Islami. Yes, we give a well. We don't only give a well, we also give a masjid, we also give a madrasa, and along with all of these things, we give a teacher who, alhamdulillah, we pay for. Dawat Islami themselves, they pay the wages of that teacher to teach his own brothers, sisters, to teach his own community, my dear brothers and viewers of the channel. Stick with us as we continue on our journey. The brothers, the local individuals here, they do have a well, there's two wells. There's one with bitter water and there's one with sweet water. The one with sweet water is much further out. It takes half an hour or so to go there. Just to get there, it takes about half an hour just for the sweet water. And there's another well with bitter water, and that bitter water takes 20 minutes to reach there. And this is where they go to take water for their animals. Just really, just think about this for a second. You know, 20 minutes for bitter water. They have to travel 20 minutes, even then it's only bitter water. And you know, they have to travel for half an hour in the scorching heat, walking. You know, even the fan systems here are not working so good. You know, you'll really be able to understand that when we, for example, in the United Kingdom, be it in America, when it is 23 degrees, we have our fans on, 27 degrees, you know, we are boiling, and we really show it too, don't we? But my dear brothers, right now, the temperature is about 46, 47 degrees here. And very soon, within the next few hours, it will go to over 50 degrees centigrade. Just imagine this. What we have in comparison to what these individuals have. Madisam brothers, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is working to help them. Please you to contribute towards Dawat Islami, contribute towards this cause. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Brothers of her sitting here along with us, and in order to spread some knowledge, also in order to, mashallah, bring smiles to their faces, we are having a little quiz. The first question is, there were four Khulafa'i Rashidun. We can say there's four Khulafa'i Rashidun. What were their names? This is the question. Those who know at home, inshallah, they can also compete between themselves. Char te unke naam kya the? Theek hai? Acha. Ji, wahan se. Ji, if you could answer.
Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Osman, Hazrat Ali Mutar.
Subhanallah. Ladies and brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the greatest Afdalul Bashar Ba'd al Anbiya, first Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest after the Prophets, then Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Osman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Hazrat Ali al Murtada karam Allahu wa shahul kareem. Second question. Rozana, her aadmi, aakil, baligh, jo bhi hai, اس پہ پانچ نمازیں فرض ہیں. یہ کون سی پانچ نمازیں ہیں اور جو فرض ہیں ہر ایک میں کتنے رکعتیں ہیں؟ ابھی آل انڈرسٹوڈ دی کوسچن؟ سمجھ آ گئی ہے؟ گون ہے یہاں سے پوچھو ان اسلام بھائی سے جو بلو امام شریف والے.
فجر نماز برکاتوں برکاتوں تیری برکاتوں سنت دور نماز میں چار رکعتوں چار رکعتوں فرض. عصر نماز میں چار رکعتوں
جی.
سانجی نماز میں ٹے رکعتوں
جی.
سوان نماز میں چار رکعتوں.
سبحان اللہ جواب درست. سبحان اللہ علیسان برادرز ایکسلنٹ آنسر از گیون. فار فجر صلاۃ آر ٹو فرض, فار ظہر صلاۃ آر فور فرض, فار عصر صلاۃ آر فور فرض, فار مغرب صلاۃ آر تھری فرض, اینڈ فار عشاء صلاۃ آر فور فرض. ماشاء اللہ آپ نے جواب درست دے دیا. ایک چیز رہ گیا, ایک ماں کا مدینے قافلہ دیکھ لیں دس منٹ میں کتنا سیکھنے کا آتا ہے. ایک ماں کے لیے چلے جائیں گے. ماشاء اللہ سبحان اللہ سب کہہ لیں سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ. دو سبحان اللہ, تین چار, ایک مہینے مدنی قافلہ والا سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ چار چھ ہو گئے ہمارے. یہ سامی بھائی, سامی بھائی آپ چلیں انشاءاللہ آپ کو صحیح خوشی مسرت ملے گی انشاءاللہ. نیت بنا لیں اللہ 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 سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ. واہ یہ بھی ایک مہینے کے لیے نیت ماشاء اللہ. اللہ سبحان اللہ آپ کو خوش رکھے. الحمد للہ give thanks to Allah give thanks to Allah you have blessed us with the countless bounties we thank you Allah sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And some brothers may have realized that yes, we have changed our automobile, we have changed our ride, our car. What's the reason for this? The reason being is we are in the middle of the desert and the road has ended. So now the van, you could say, which we came in will no longer work off-road. For this reason we have arranged for these 4x4s and inshallah we shall be making our way throughout the desert. Where we shall be going inshallah you shall very soon see. But before that, my dear brothers and viewers, mashallah, as you can see, you know, those things which we have imagined traditional, you know, countries, third world countries to be like, this is what we are witnessing at this very moment. I did ask the brothers in relation to these houses, you know, as to how these houses are built, who is it that builds them, and it is they themselves that build their own, you could call them little houses, mashallah, brilliantly built. Now many of you would be thinking, what happens when it rains? At least some brothers and viewers, sadly I must inform you that I did ask one brother about this and he said that it's not rained in 1.5 years. So it's been 1.5 years so far, it's been about 19 months or so, and as of yet, my dear brothers and viewers, it has not rained here. Allahu Akbar. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them rain, and also my dear brothers and viewers on the channel, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us individuals the opportunity, the ability even to truly appreciate the facilities we have been given with such ease, you know, just due to being born in another place. Alhamdulillah, we are so blessed. 60 kilometers to cover and this will take approximately 2 hours. Now the temperature at this moment looks to be round about between 20 and 30 degrees and it shall increase up until 50 or even more. The brothers are saying that the temperature will increase to even more than 50 degrees. Allahu Akbar. Yet, my dear brothers, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants us sustenance, who grants us rizq, no doubt about it. Without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot gain a single amount. You know, أَفَرَعِيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, have you seen those things which you seed within the ground, my dear son, brothers and viewers? Is it you that brings forth the crops? Is it you that makes them grow? Or is it us, meaning, or is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And truly, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that grants life. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sustains us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created us. And to come out to such a place, it really makes you appreciate this, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Man Inshallah, there are, you know, the brother has also just reminded me that there are many people who, even before I left on this journey, and I did inform some people that, you know, inshallah, I have the intention to travel to the desert in Pakistan, since I'm going to Pakistan anyway. And I informed them about the state of some individuals that, you know, some people that are living in much difficulty, much hardship. You know, it is very difficult for them. Many people don't even find water. Now, the water we just drank here, you know, these people are able to drink it. They perform their ablution with it. You know, this meets their needs. Alhamdulillah, it meets their needs. But yet, my dear brothers and viewers, that water was bitter. I drank it, and that water was bitter. And it's not, you know, I only had a sip, but I would not be able to have a glass of water from there. Allahu Akbar. This is the state of, you know, what these individuals are living on. And imagine the difficulty, truly. It is a true difficulty. Again, you must be thankful. I did ask the brothers, you know, what is the cost? How much does it cost to build a well here? Some sort of system to bring forth water from the ground. Now, nobody can be certain of it. The reason being is the brother was telling me that because many a time, especially in these areas, it is very difficult to find water. And when the individuals, they charge, they'll charge per foot. So if you are to dig 200 feet sometimes you must dig 200 feet, which is a very long way down, in order to find some water. Now what will happen? Sometimes you will have to dig 300 feet down. Sometimes you will find no water, my dear brothers and viewers. So then all of that money has, in a way you can say, gone to waste. Why? Because you used it to bring forth water, but you never found no water. So these are the struggles which many people go through. Now sometimes it gets even more difficult. And now the brother stated that what will happen is they will build a well. They will dig. They will dig down, they will dig deep, 200, 300 feet even. But yet, my dear son and brothers and viewers, they may find water, yes. But it may happen that, you know, 1 month down the line, 2 months have passed, 3 months have passed, and what's happened is that well has dried out. The water was there, the water has finished. Allahu Akbar. My dear son and brothers and viewers, it really is a lesson for us. It is a time for us, an opportunity, alhamdulillah. This is an opportunity, mashallah. You are watching Madinah channel and you are thinking, you know, alhamdulillah. You know, we should all say yes, alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You know, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer, that he gives us food to eat each and every single day. He gives us water to drink. Now each and every single one of us, really we would understand. We would understand, my dear brothers and viewers, that no matter how many, you know, fizzy drinks you were to drink, how many sugared, carbonated drinks, whatever the drinks be, they would never truly fulfill or quench your thirst, really. And you would understand that when you drink water, it is only water that truly quenches your thirst. Yes, you can have many other drinks, but ultimately, we must drink water. This each and every single one of us knows.
Lord, give thanks to Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ladies and brothers and viewers, inshallah, after much struggle, after much drive, a long drive, 2 hour drive, we have now arrived at another place in Tur. What this place is, inshallah, we shall find out more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام علیکم. السلام علیکم. کیسے ہیں؟ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. ماشاء اللہ. السلام علیکم. الحمد للہ عز و جل. یو سین ماشاء اللہ دیز many individuals crowded around. I don't know if they were already made aware that we are coming. It doesn't seem like it. The reason being is there are no telephone lines here, there is no electricity, so it seems that subhanallah, without us, inadvertently, mashallah, they have all gathered. Now I will ask them what have they gathered for. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sab khairiyat se hain? Mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sabko khush rakhe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all happy. That was the dua I mentioned in the Urdu language. Sawal ye hai ke hum jama kaise ho gaye? Pehle pata tha ke hum aa rahe hain. Acha, kaise pata chala? So mashallah, the brothers have just informed us that, you know, this same trek somebody else had to take to come and inform them that yes, we are coming. And mashallah, they've all been prepared. And so mashallah, you know, we have just seen Eid pass not very long ago. So inshallah, there's also a madrasa here. Ye madrasa tul Madina. Uncle say mashallah Madina. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them to Madina tul Munawwara. This structure which you can see behind us is a madrasa tul Madina built by Dawud Islami. And alhamdulillah, you know, we see people here with Imam Sharif, mashallah. Ye jo Imam Sharif pehne wale, ye yahan rehne wale?
Ji ji.
Mashallah, they live here, they stay here. So far away from the rest of the population, so far away from the city, in the middle of the desert. Yeah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, really, a question for you. Where is it that Dawud Islami has not, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, gone to preach, to teach people about the religion of Islam, to teach people the fundamentals of the religion? It is getting very, very hot. I don't want to keep these all waiting too much. I think we'll go over there in the shade and then we'll speak to these brothers a little more. Follow us.
Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah.
Abhi aise kuch niyat bana, lekin inshallah yahan aake hum padhenge padhayenge us waqt jab zyada garmi nahi. جب زیادہ بہت یو نو شدید گرمی نہیں اس وقت انشاءاللہ کچھ نہ کچھ پڑیں گے نا. کیونکہ اگر ہم اس دنیا سے آج چلے گئے تو کم از کم ہم ان میں سے ہوں گے جو پڑھ رہے ہیں. اور کہا گیا کہ جو پڑھ رہا ہے اور وہ ختم اس نے تعلیم ختم نہیں کی, جب وہ قبر میں جائے گا تو اس کو فرشتے پڑھائیں گے, اس کو فرشتے پڑھائیں گے. امام غزالی رحمہ اللہ سٹیس ان احیاء العلوم. إذا كان يوم القيامة يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى للعابدين والمجاهدين. امام غزالی says کہ جب قیامت کا دن ہوگا, when it is the day of resurrection, پھر اللہ سبحانه وتعالی عابدین جو عبادت کرتے رہتے پوری رات عبادت کرتے رہتے اللہ سبحانه وتعالی ان کو فرمائے گا کہ آپ جنت میں داخل ہو جائیں. اللہ سبحانه وتعالی shall say to them enter Jannah. فيقول العلماء, اور پھر علماء یہ فرمائیں گے لفضل علمی تعبدوا وتجاهدوا, کہ یہ صرف آپ کی عبادت اس وجہ سے کی کیونکہ ہم نے ان کو سکھایا, ہم نے ان کو سکھائی عبادت کرے, تو اس وجہ سے انہوں نے عبادت کی, تو ہمیں پہلے حق ہے, ہم پہلے جنت میں جائیں. The weird ones who told them to do their عبادت, and ya Allah, you should send us to Jannah first. پھر اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی فرمائے گا, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall say antum indi lakaba'da malaikati, ke aap mere sight mein, mere nazar mein aap mere farishton ki tarah hain. Jo ulama hain aap mere farishte ki tarah hain. To phir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala farmayega antum indi kaba'di malaikati ishfa'u tashfa'u fayashfa'una thumma yadkhuluna aljannah. تو پھر کہا گیا کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ان کو بولیں کہ آپ, میں آپ کو فوراً جنت میں نہیں بھیج رہا, لیکن پہلے آپ دوسروں کی شفاعت کریں, اور پھر وہ علماء دوسروں کی شفاعت کریں گے, اور پھر سب جنت میں اکٹھے چلے جائیں گے. یہ ہے فضیلت علماء کی, علم والوں کی. جو عالم دین, عالم دین کیا ہوتا ہے؟ جو علم والا ہے, جو اسلامی دین کے حوالے سے اس کو علم ہے. تو اگر یہ بھی ہو سکے آپ کسی کو یہاں سے بھیج دیں باب المدینہ, الحمدللہ وہاں جامعۃ المدینہ ہے، انشاءاللہ وہاں جا کے سیکھیں گے، عالم دین بنیں گے، اور پھر آپ کے لیے کتنا فائدہ ہوگا. آئی ول ڈو ماشاء اللہ وی آر ان دی شیڈ آف اے ٹری، اٹ از ایکسٹریملی ہاٹ، بٹ ماشاء اللہ آل دی بردرز ہیو گیدرڈ اراؤنڈ ٹو ویلکم اس. اینڈ دس از مدرسۃ المدینہ بالغان، میننگ فار دی ایلڈرلی، دے آر ٹاٹ ہاؤ ٹو لرن اینڈ ریسائٹ دی ہولی قرآن. دی فرسٹ انیشلی دے آر ٹاٹ دی قاعدہ. سو انشاء اللہ عز و جل ٹوڈے وی آر گوئنگ ٹو گیو دیم اے ٹیسٹ. And those who answer correctly, inshallah, they'll be given a tuhfa, they'll be given a gift. Inshallah, subhanallah. Inshallah, azza wa jal. So keep with us, stay with us, inshallah, as we do continue. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, mashallah, the brother has beautifully mentioned that there are some individuals who have traveled from here to our Jamiat al-Madinah. Now, the viewers would already be aware, especially those who have seen the documentary, that within our Jamiat al-Madinah, for example, here it's difficult to find food, especially water. Now the brothers have been telling us about the water. We'll inshallah come back to the water point. But you know, they're given water. What are they not given there? They are made, those who wish to become a hafiz of Quran, to memorize the Quran, they can memorize it, they can come back and teach others the Quran. Even better if they become an alimideen. And these some brothers and viewers, they become an alimideen and then come back and also spread that knowledge here. Now the brothers were telling me in terms of their water, I did ask in regards to water. They said, yes, so these are more fortunate than others in some ways, in that they do have a pipeline coming from a river. It's quite a long pipeline, and from there they can attain water which according to them is clean. Again, for us that would be very difficult. But there's a problem in that sometimes for a month, sometimes even 2 months, after some time, what will happen is that water will just finish, it will end, and there would not be any water coming from there. So now these two wells, is one which is very close, but that well which is very close is very bitter also. So they themselves are not able to drink that water, and this is the water they use for their animals, very sadly. And then it takes them about a 20-25 minute walk. Now imagine this heat, really, I'm sweating, my dear brothers and viewers on the channel. Imagine having to, in this heat, in the middle of the desert, imagine having to walk 25 minutes, really half an hour or so, to go there, then take the water, and then come back. Now, what do? It doesn't even take us 2 minutes, not even 1 minute. We'll go to the kitchen, we'll, you know, pick up a glass, water, please, and drink it. Really, pour in water and drink it. Whereas, what do they have to do? In the scorching heat of the sun, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, they have to go in search of water, and they will not always get the water, my dear brothers and viewers. And sometimes they may have to wait there a very long time and then return. This is the state of some individuals. We must be appreciative, alhamdulillah, of everything we have. And then also, my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami is building a Madrasat al-Madinah here to teach the children and to provide them with facilities. Inshallah, there needs to be some sort of mechanism here also for these, especially the youngsters, you know, madrasa, etc. They can't every time go there, come back, return. It is very, very difficult for them. Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami is supporting them. How? With your help, really. Help Dawud Islami, please. Try to contribute towards Dawud Islami, and inshallah then Dawud Islami can continue to spread the message of Islam, the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the message of Sallu alal Habib. Subhanallah, just look at this, my dear brothers. We are in the middle of the desert. When we say Sallu alal Habib, everybody replies Sallallahu ala Muhammad. They do the durood, the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the middle of nowhere. Allahu Akbar. More, inshallah, we shall be going to. But stick with us.
Alhamdulillah. Give thanks to Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This is a very sunny day, especially for me, alhamdulillah, you know, the sun has risen, it seems, to its peak, and it is, you know, shining, my dear brothers and viewers, so much so that the heat is close to 50 degrees centigrade. It is very, very hot out here. So hot, in fact, that when the sand touches my feet, I feel like my feet are burning. Yes, my dear brothers. And in this same heat, each and every single day. There are young children. Young children, my dear brothers, there is the elderly, they are all suffering, they are all going through much hardship, you know, in terms of finding water. We have come here to find out more about this place. We have learned, yes, sir, you know, there are so many families here, possibly hundreds of families, and Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami has constructed a Madrasatul Madina, but it is yet in the process. It requires your funds, inshallah, to continue the construction. MashaAllah, there are wells, but sadly, one of those is bitter, and that's at a 20-minute distance. There's another which is sweet at a 30-minute distance. Imagine walking for half an hour, my dear brothers and viewers, in this desert, scorching, hot desert, my dear brothers and viewers. Undoubtedly, it shall be very difficult, but stick with us, inshallah, and we shall learn a little more about the life of these individuals who are living here. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with the countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah.
Al-Hassal. جو اصول باتیں اسلام کے حلال لا ایمان لمن لا محبت لا کہ اس کا ایمان نہیں جس نے محبت نہیں کی حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی لا یؤمن احدکم حتی اکون احب الیہ من والدہ و ولدہ والناس اجمعین کہ کوئی کامل مؤمن نہیں ہو سکتا نہیں بن سکتا جب تک اس نے مجھے یعنی حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت اپنے والدین سے زیادہ اپنے بچوں سے زیادہ اور ساری دنیا کے لوگوں سے زیادہ جب تک اس نے نہیں کی وہ کامل مؤمن نہیں ہو سکتا یہ ہے عشق رسول عشق رسول کی اہمیت
The countless bounties we thank you Allah Alhamdulillah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah. We are not.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Malisa and brothers and viewers of Madina channel Yes, today too we are in Ashratar Madina and brothers and viewers of Madina channel Ashratar itself consists of two parts One being Ashratar and the second part being Tarparkar. My dear son, brothers, two names, two very, very important cities, you can say, of the same desert. Two cities, in both of them, many individuals, hundreds and thousands. Yes, my dear son, brothers, such high numbers, suffering each and every single day with difficulty. Now, what shall we be speaking about today in particular, my dear son, brothers and viewers? When a child is born in the United Kingdom, when a child is born in Southern America, in North America, when a child is born in Cuba, when a child is born in Argentina, when a child is born in Europe, in France, in Germany, in Spain, my dear son, brothers, in Australia, throughout the world, you know, take Turkey, for example, take Jaziratul Arab, for example, many and most of the time, when a child is born, they are born in a hospital. At least some brothers and viewers here, when children are born, they are not born in hospitals. There, when a child is born, my dear brothers and viewers, immediately they are given some sort of sustenance, some sort of food, some sort of drink. Here, my dear brothers, the water is that water which is bitter. My dear brothers, the food, if it is meat, my dear brothers and viewers, if you take a look at the cattle which are here, the cattle are bones, really. They are bones, they hardly have any meat on them. My dear brothers and viewers, our children are brought up in such luxurious homes, in their comfort, and their only problem, their only worry, my dear brothers and viewers, is being told off from the teacher for not doing the homework, is, you know, for doing something wrong, being told off. But imagine that child who is born, brought up, living in a desert, and he wishes to have the simple comfort, my dear Islamic brothers, the simple commodity, the simple luxury of water. He's not able to find clean water. Imagine a child, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, imagine your own child wishes to have a glass of water, and all you have to give them is bitter water. Imagine, my dear brothers and viewers, they wish to have quality food. You know, they wish for food at the restaurant, you wish to give it to them. But these children, my dear brothers, the food they have, Allahu Akbar, if you were to see it, it would truly, really, you would truly understand what benefits, what luxuries we have all over the world. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, our children, they go to schools. Our children, they go to mosques. This is such a place where our children, yes, they are our children too. Their children too, my dear brothers and viewers. When they wish to go to school, there's no school for them to go. When they wish to go to the masjid, there's no masjid for them to go. My dear brothers, when they wish, you know, many of them can't go to school because they need to go out in search of water. And when they need to go out in search of water, young children, as you can see, young children must walk for over half an hour to find that water which they can drink. They can drink, why? Just because they've been forced and they don't have any other option. Yes, my dear brothers and viewers, half an hour in the scorching heat. And do you know the effects? And this is the most important thing. The effects our children, you know, are suffering from obesity. These children are suffering from malnutrition. These children are suffering from diseases due to illness. And one particular illness is growth. Yes, many of you were thinking, you know, it's possibly this illness, this disease, that disease. No! They are suffering from growth, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers. There are many individuals, sadly, Allahu Akbar, where due to malnutrition, due to their lack of proper food, due to their lack of clean water, of a normal luxury, where we could go to the kitchen within a minute, pour in fresh water, cold, hot water, whatever we wish, and they have to walk for half an hour, they drink the water and the effect that water has on them. My dear Islamic brothers, they are suffering from growth, they're not growing. Imagine this, they are not even growing. Allahu Akbar, listen, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, continue, stick with us, and we shall find out more about these children's difficulties, the hardships they are facing, in particular, their growth. Allahu Akbar. Madani brothers and viewers, let's find out more from these children. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
You have blessed us with the countless bounties, we thank you, Allah.